In this session, we will look at earnouts and deferred consideration. But before we do so, it is worth spending a few moments talking about when a disposal takes place for CGT purposes. The date of disposal for capital gains tax is the date when the contract to sell the asset is signed. In essence, the date of disposal is the date that the contracts are exchanged. If a contract is conditional on a particular event taking place, the date of disposal for CGT purposes is the date that all of the relevant conditions have been fulfilled. It is important that we identify the correct date of disposal, as this will determine in which tax year the gain will be charged. The date of payment of the sale proceeds, i.e. the settlement date, is largely irrelevant for CGT purposes. The date of payment is only important if the purchaser pays for the asset in instalments. In this case, in certain circumstances, the vendor can apply to pay his capital gains tax in instalments. The CGT instalment option applies in two circumstances, and the rules we shall look at in this session are in section 280 TCGA 1992. A vendor may be able to pay his CGT in instalments under section 280 if the consideration, i.e. the sale proceeds, will be receivable in instalments over a period in excess of 18 months, which ends after the normal due date for payment of the CGT. Note that payment by instalments is not automatic. If the vendor wants to pay his CGT by instalments, he must make an application in writing under section 280. If no application is made, the CGT is payable on the 31st of January following the end of the tax year in which the disposal takes place. The taxpayer will normally be expected to pay instalments of CGT equal to 50% of each instalment of consideration receivable under the contract until the total CGT liability has been discharged. The instalment period, that is the period over which the vendor can pay his CGT, is the shorter of two periods, being the period over which consideration is receivable and 8 years. Section 280 tells us that the final instalment of CGT can never be due any later than the due date for the final instalment of consideration. For example, if the purchaser pays the consideration in 3 equal annual instalments, the maximum period over which the CGT payments can be spread is 3 years, and all the CGT must be paid by the due date for the last instalment of consideration. The payment may well be spread over a shorter period depending on the actual dates and amounts of the instalments of consideration and the amount of CGT due. Remember that the CGT instalment period can never be more than 8 years. For example, if the purchaser pays the consideration in 20 equal annual instalments, the maximum period over which the CGT can be spread is 8 years. However, with the current rates of CGT in most cases, the CGT due will have been paid in full well within 8 years. To the extent that instalments of consideration under the contract are receivable on or before the normal due date for payment of CGT, the respective instalments of CGT are payable on that normal due date. Where instalments of consideration are receivable after that time, then the respective instalments of CGT are payable on the dates when the vendor is contractually entitled to receive his consideration. If the consideration is receivable over intervals of less than 6 months, HMRC will arrange for the CGT to be paid at not less than 6 monthly intervals. Finally, it's worth mentioning here that if a taxpayer makes an application to pay his tax in instalments under Section 280, these instalments are interest-free. That is, HMRC will not charge interest on the unpaid balance of tax. By way of an illustration, assume that Xavier enters into a contract on the 1st of August 2010 for the sale of an asset. The consideration is £120,000, payable by 6 instalments of £20,000 each at yearly intervals commencing on the 1st of September 2010. As the contract was signed in August 2010, the disposal takes place in 2010-11. The gain will be calculated using 2010-11 rates and allowances. Assume that the CGT payable by Xavier on the disposal is £33,600. The normal due date for the CGT is the 31st of January 2012. However, Xavier makes an application to pay the CGT by instalments under Section 280 TCGA 1992. The maximum instalment period is 6 years. However, each instalment of CGT will be equal to tax of 50% of the amount of each instalment of consideration receivable. 50% of each instalment is £10,000. As the first two instalments of consideration are received before the 31st of January 2012, the normal due date for CGT in respect of disposals in 2010-11, the CGT due in respect of these instalments is not due until the normal due date. This means £20,000 of CGT is due from Xavier on the 31st of January 2012. As the remaining two instalments of consideration are receivable after the 31st of January 2012, the CGT relating to these instalments is due when the instalments are receivable. Thus, a further £10,000 of CGT is due from Xavier on the 1st of September 2012, and the balance of CGT of £3,600 is due on the 1st of September 2013. The CGT will therefore have actually been paid in full within 3 years of the date of the first instalment of consideration. Let us consider another example. Assume that a vendor, Derek, sells an asset for £300,000 to a purchaser, Clive, on the 1st of March 2011. Derek makes a chargeable gain of £100,000 on the sale. Capital gains tax of £28,000 is due. Clive, however, cannot afford to pay Derek the whole of the sale proceeds in March 2011. He therefore agrees with Derek that the consideration of £300,000 is paid in equal instalments over a 5-year period. Clive agrees to pay Derek £60,000 every year, starting on the 1st of March 2011, with the final instalment being made on the 1st of March 2015. In this case, the CGT due cannot be paid by instalments. The CGT due of £28,000 is less than 50% of the first instalment of consideration, and that consideration is receivable before the normal due date for the CGT. Therefore, the full CGT of £28,000 will be due on the 31st of January 2012. The consideration paid by a purchaser to a vendor for the sale of shares in a company may include something called an earn-out element. An earn-out is a term which describes further or additional proceeds payable to the vendor on the satisfaction of some future event. It is quite common for the consideration payable on the sale of a company to be split, such that the vendor receives a sum of cash at the point of disposal and an additional amount on the satisfaction of a condition or on the happening of a future event. That future event may be the company reaching a prescribed profit target or the company floating, i.e. obtaining a listing on the stock exchange. If the additional consideration is fixed, that is, the amount which will be paid is easily ascertainable at the date of disposal, the whole transaction is treated as one disposal for capital gains tax purposes. This means that all proceeds, that is, the cash paid now plus the future consideration, is brought into the capital gains tax computation. Let us assume that a vendor sells shares in a company to a purchaser in July 2010. Contracts are exchanged in July 2010, so this is the date of disposal for CGT purposes. The capital gain therefore falls into 2010-11. The purchaser agrees to pay a consideration of £1.5 million to the vendor for the sale of the shares. The vendor will receive £1 million in cash in July 2010 and a further £500,000 when the company obtains a listing on the stock exchange. We know that the vendor's capital gain falls into 2010-11. To calculate the capital gain, we take not only the cash paid in July 2010, but we also add on the future consideration, which we know will be £500,000. Total sale proceeds in 2010-11 are therefore £1.5 million. From this, we will deduct cost to give a gain. Having calculated the capital gains tax to be £200,000, the vendor should pay this tax no later than the 31st of January 2012. The full amount of the tax is due on the 31st of January 2012, as the total tax due is less than 50% of the initial instalment of the proceeds. In the event that the company never obtains a stock exchange listing, the vendor will never receive his additional £500,000. In this case, a claim can be made to adjust the sale proceeds in the CGT computation, and any excess tax paid can be reclaimed.